listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of July 16th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week in Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week we're going to be talking about foods that burn belly fat.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, let's get those lined up.
Yeah, well, we know a lot. That's a concern for a lot of people. And,
sure.
And, of course, it's multifactorial. It's not necessarily as simple as you just eat these foods and you burn belly fat. You have to exercise and, you know, there's a whole lifestyle. You have to reduce your stress and things like that. But this is a list of foods that can really enhance the burning of belly fat in your body as long as you're doing everything else.
Okay.
So some of these foods are really interesting and very common foods, like blueberries, for instance.
Okay.
Research shows that blueberries have a compound in them that turn on a gene that actually helps you to burn more energy.
Oh, there's a gene for that?
And specifically, blueberries have a compound that can actually do that.
Hmm.
So eating blueberries and, you know, just about a cup is a serving of blueberries. So that's one. The other one is nuts and specifically things like almonds and walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts have some good type of fat in them. I think we all know that nuts are good fats, but we have to remember that they should be raw nuts. Because when you heat a nut, like to roast it, you actually turn those good fats into bad fats.
Oh, okay.
And so we don't want that. We want to make sure our nuts are raw.
So roasted, not as good.
Not as good roasted.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Yeah,
I know, so it's got to be raw.
I know they taste better. But,
I know they do.
But yeah, they need to be raw.
Yeah. Right. Okay. What else?
And then, you know, this one comes up often, and it's green tea.
Oh, okay.
And interestingly, studies show that 5 cups of green tea a day can actually help to speed up weight loss. And
really?
It's because there's a compound in green tea called a catechin.
Okay.
So it's an antioxidant compound.
A catechin.
Catechin, which actually has a role in helping to break down toxins in the body.
Okay.
And it supports the liver in its fat-burning abilities.
Okay.
So it's one of the really good ones. And then foods that contain potassium, and the reason why that is because potassium feeds your muscles.
Okay.
And your muscles help you to burn fat more efficiently.
Okay.
So so here's some of those foods. They're asparagus, almonds, as we mentioned before, prunes, raisins, bananas, baked potato with skin on.
With the skin on.
With the skin on, because that's where the potassium is mainly housed.
So you've got to eat it whole.
Yeah. Spinach and tomatoes, sunflower seeds, and beans and seaweeds.
Seaweeds,
so, like, if you like sushi with the seaweed wraps, that's a really good belly fat burning food.
Mm.
So, and then, of course, one of my all time favorites is coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil has the ability, first of all, it doesn't even store as fat in your body. It burns for energy. It improves your metabolic rate. And then finally some spices, cinnamon.
Okay.
And the spice called turmeric, which turmeric is actually one of the most potent metabolism boosting spices.
Really?
So, and it's kind of yellowish. So it kind of reminds me of curry, only it's not as strong.
That's right. It's kind of an Indian kind of
Indian. And you can actually buy turmeric in a supplement form, like in capsules. They just put the spice inside the capsule and you take it as
a
supplement.
That's fine.
Yeah, and that's fine. Cinnamon comes that way also.
Oh, okay.
So, although I just like adding it into your breakfast foods or your smoothies.
Of course, oatmeal, yeah.
So, and then finally, probiotics, which are the healthy, good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
When your good bacteria is in balance in your intestine, you have a better ability to flush fats out through your body.
Hmm.
So you definitely want to have yogurt or a probiotic supplement.
Now, the yogurt, you got to make sure you look at the ingredient list. It doesn't have refined sugar in it.
Yeah,
right?
I always recommend plain organic yogurt.
And you add your own fruit, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good. So what else do we want?
Those are our great belly fat burning foods. Okay. They should be a regular part of our meals and snacks.
All right. We'll just have to get ourselves some more blueberries, nuts, green tea, and the other stuff you had. So that sounds great.
Right.
All right, Dee. Thank you. Another formative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out other podcasts and lots of great articles by Dee at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.